The views expressed on the Big Shiny Podcast are explicitly the views of everyone on BigShinyRobot.com, regardless of what anyone may tell you.
And the Big Shiny Podcast contains coarse language such as shit, damn, and hell. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Big Shiny Podcast. This week, we're going to be talking about comics and collectibles. And sitting to my left is Thomas, also known as Zombietron.
Yo, dogs, Mudkips.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my new call sign.
Sitting to my right is Kylie, also known as Vagitron.
Nipple licker. I need a new, cool little chat out there.
Sitting next to him, co-founder of BigShinyRobot.com, Lucas, also known as KiltacularTron.
I want to shout out to Patrick from Night Flight. I won't say his last name for his sake, but he started emailing me a lot in between podcasts talking That's shit weird. On you guys. Good guy. The last email was, today I somehow bought a PlayStation 4.
That happens.
Hey, Patrick, I want you to be friends with me on PlayStation Network so that you can see that I don't play games on it.
I'll pass on your info.
Why, thank you, Lucas.
Just look him up. He's Big Panda.
Big Panda to you, mister.
Of course, also joining us, as he generally tends to do, Jimmy, also known as Mexicus Prime.
Hold on, I got a fart.
Why do you do that? Every fucking... No. No one's shushing for that. I'm going to talk right over it.
Can we start introducing Jimmy as a guest every podcast? Yeah. A guest for this month.
And I am, of course...
It's
that Hennessy. It's that Hennessy. I, of course, am Tyson, also known as R-Spot, and joining us once again this week is Big Ben.
Does this technically make me a five-time guest host?
Yeah, I mean, the way we record it now.
I was going to bring the thing where Justin Timberlake and them do the fifth-time host on Saturday Night Live, but it's all right. Me, Tom Hanks, Alec Baldwin,
Yes, you're Steve joining Martin, that prestigious group of people, man.
Martin Short. I feel amazing right now. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, as I said earlier, we're going to talk about comics and collectibles this week. And to kick things off, I know a couple of you were excited. You guys wanted to talk about a new comic series called Black Science.
Shit, yeah, dog. Yes.
Can I read? I wrote something for you.
Do it.
Oh, God. Whoa. Please, whoa, read it.
Okay, so Black Science is a book by Rick Remender and Matteo Scalera.
Who's amazing, for the record.
Matteo Scalera, I think, does the art, and then painted by Dean White, I believe.
Yeah, and oh, my God.
Painting's amazing, but let me just read what I got. It's a little breakdown of the book. The first issue was a colorful adventure filled with a devouring storyline and beautifully done panels.
Devouring storyline? Jesus.
I love the colors that were used, like I mentioned. They're darks with neons, as well as imaginative creatures that were also very well done. The story goes strong with the lead character, Grant McKay, as he's running for his life in another dimension, trying to return back to his team slash family. Probably shouldn't have said slash. Along the way,
what a voiceover.
Along the way, he encounters several choices which have a karma or butterfly effect on him, as the story goes. The comic ends with a cliffhanger, but if book two is anything like the cosmic adrenaline rush of the first, they'll continue to save myself as a... they'll continue to have myself as a reader.
So, that was very well written. I didn't know if you knew this, but we actually have a website full of, like, written reviews of things. I think you'd fit in really well. You should try it out.
So we actually talked about Black Signs a little bit in the December podcast.
Yeah, we touched on it.
We talked about it, but since that
behind,
no. It's good because since then issue two has come out, which Kylie and Tom, I think you both have read.
And three's almost out. Yeah, that's what it is.
So two's come out. So is it still awesome?
I think so. That first issue was like a ride for me.
Right,
it was just from the get-go, it was just awesome. It was just fun. he had the frog people and the fish people, and
exactly, with
the electric fucking tongues.
And basically, what these scientists have come up with a way to go to different
dimensions?
universes or dimensions. And in that first issue, it's the I can't remember the doctor's name, but he and his wife are running. It's the pillar, I think, is what they call the thing that makes him jump. But his wife gets killed by these frog people. They shoot her face off. Or was it the fish guys that did that?
Right.
But they get back to the pillar before it's going to, you know, take them back home, basically. And someone has sabotaged it. So it takes them to a different universe where it's, I think it's like World War One.
Yeah, it's like World War One Germans versus Native Americans with laser axes. With fucking
technology. They got spaceships, and they're just badass.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. It's just
beautiful just to look at. I mean,
You don't even need to read it. And issue two, issue two is in a very bland kind of world. I mean, they're in like a desert. There's not a lot of forest. And yet it's still just stunningly gorgeous.
Yeah.
I do feel like it started to kind of hit a stride right now. Like, I feel like issue one was your grabber, right? They wanted to just no holds barred, get everybody in. Issue two, I feel like, I don't want to say it's coasting, but it kind of goes into second gear, right? It's kind of building up all the characters and getting us figuring out kind of
the power plays. They're giving the characters people. And this guy's a douche.
The scientist is kind of a douche, right? Like, because that girl, the girl he's smoking weed with, that's not his wife.
No.
Right? So that kind of bums me out. I was like, oh, man, I was hoping he'd be like the Captain America altruistic. That's how I am.
Tom doesn't like infidelity. No.
I don't like him in movies.
I only like him. I don't like when there's anal. And so... but I'm still...
That makes you the minority.
I might beg to differ with you there, too. Since we're on record.
Yeah, no, it's just...
But I think book two is just as good as the first.
Oh, yeah.
Question. Spoiler alert, motherfucker. Can I add that in there? He saves a lady from the tribe that killed his wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Does that ever come up in the second, or is that... Do you think
no, the frog... No. They're not in the same universe in the second issue.
So wait, so his wife has been killed.
Yeah, his wife's dead, right. So he's got his kids.
So what's the problem with him, like...
No.
Well, he was boning this chick before.
Yeah, this is pre-jump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he knew she was going to die.
Explain to me how the anal thing came up. What was that?
What's wrong with anal?
No,
you have the problem with it. So do I.
No, I don't. No, what I said was I'm against infidelity unless there's anal, and I'm cool with it.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
That's a really weird stipulation.
Well,
it's not gay if it's same sex, those kinds of things. Or it's not cheating if it's same sex, I'm sorry.
No, I believe that's exactly
what it is. It's not gay if it's same sex, right?
I'm pretty sure it's exactly what gay means.
And it's not gay if your balls don't touch.
Yeah, wait a second. Let's just lay all these rules out so from here on in I can be on the same page.
Same sex is gay, but it's not if your balls don't touch. Or maybe it's eye contact.
No, I really feel like Adam should have been on this podcast now? To really clarify some of this stuff.
So that's the devil's three-way. That's just
there's no way you should have
the devil's three-way.
Yes, two dudes. Two dudes.
Oh, yeah, dude. We can see you. The listeners can.
Oh, right. So anyway, I love it. Like I almost, and this is kind of weird to say, but I almost feel like a Remender fanboy at this point. Like he's. Everything he's been doing lately, I've just absolutely fucking loved. I mean,
fish titties.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
Oh yeah, dude, she's got like ring nipples, by the way. I saw that, and that's the first thing I saw. I was like, oh, ring nipples. Weird.
Probably like them. I also agree with you.
I haven't been taken by a comic book since, like, and it's not that old of a comic book. Saga is one that really got me with that first issue.
Oh, are they?
I don't think they're ring nipples, man. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that a fish person couldn't have ring nipples, but it could be pierced. It's a goddamn fish person.
So fast. Like, or not like, it wasn't written fast, but I mean.
It was fast.
Like,
it was a fast pace.
Yeah.
The thing. Pace of it was so fast that it just makes it.
Mm-hmm. And Saga is still incredible, and they're on issue 17.
Yeah.
And it's still just.
So, in the interest of keeping things moving, though, so we're going to move on. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, this is what kind of reminded me about Saga, is it throws you into this universe that you have no idea what's going on. You don't have problems like, oh, I don't know what the fuck this is. I don't want to read this. You're compelled to keep going, and like, what the hell are these frog people?
And even in the first issue, I know you guys probably already covered this, but he's talking to himself
right?
Yeah.
About like everything that's been going on, not necessarily what's... actually going on in that situation, except for like people dying around him or whatever. Or
when he's
dying.
Almost trying to like keep himself going, like, no, you got to keep moving.
Yeah.
Do the right thing. Yeah.
And then as you see the panels, it's kind of explaining the backstory. So you're getting like a stimulant from, or a story from a visual standpoint, right, and a story from what he's telling you.
But like when
you get like a two-sided deal.
And in that first book, like when you read those first couple of panels, and I think if you flip the page and there's that lightning striking behind the lake and those two like dinosaur looking things that are turtle things that are swimming.
Oh yeah,
that
the
beautiful
big turtles.
Layout. I mean, that alone is just freaking incredible.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was the splash like, page in the second page.
Yeah, that splash page is, I don't know comic terms, but it was fucking awesome.
No, that was dope.
So the next topic we got, I don't know if there's much to discuss here, but it's a standing topic for us, is TMNT. I assume that's still just been awesome.
Love yeah. what they're doing.
They're, so the City Fall or the War, I forget what it was called.
I think it's City Fall.
It was a City Fall. That's all done and over with. Splinter and the crew got Leonardo back, but he's still not 100%. Like, he's still pretty fucked up in the head.
Well, and he's got a thing for almost like for Alopex a little bit.
Yeah, so they, April and Casey get the turtles and Splinter, and April says, listen, my family's got this place out in the middle of nowhere. We're going to go hang out there. I'm going to stay with my family in the house. You guys have to stay in the barn and shut the fuck up. And when they get out there, they realize that Alopex, the wolf, had, or no, it's a fox.
The white fox.
Had tagged along. So there's some trouble there with them arguing, and Leonardo is still like, I'm not with you guys. I'm not with Shredder. I don't know who I'm with. Just leave me the fuck alone. So they're kind of going out into that story arc from the original Turtles where they go out.
Yeah. When I like, I mean, because nice. For me, like, I didn't come up in comic books like a lot of you guys did. So my first introduction to the Turtles was that live action movie.
Sure.
Was the live action movies. And I can't remember if it was the first one or the second one. I think it was Secret of the Ooze, where they actually go out to the barn.
No, it's the first one.
Is it the first one? Mm-hmm. And so I was, like, seeing that to me was so exciting. I'm like, oh my God, like, they're at the barn and April's there and. I was amped. Even though it was a really peaceful issue, it was really...
Does it have Casey Jones eating an apple on a porch swing?
There's yet. A porch swing, but he doesn't eat an apple on it yet.
Damn on
it.
Casey and April are going to stay with the April folks. On that. So I'm guessing he's going to be introduced to them.
Right, which, yeah.
Okay.
It's been good. It's been good.
Awesome. Did any of you guys, now you're big Penis. Ninja Turtles yeah. fans, did any of you guys ever see when they did the live action stage show?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't see it, but I've seen it now. I've gone back and looked it up.
I saw it live at the Bradley Center in Milwaukee. Just going to throw it out there. And for a few weeks afterwards, I was like, oh, look, the turtles are in there. Every time I walked over a sewer, right? But I did. I saw it live. It was amazing.
I saw it at RC Willie, and I asked
their rap. No, this was what? The big stage show.
No, they made a video cassette of it.
Not a bunch of dudes not wearing pants on the RC.
with the purple band. He got a feet.
I'm down to tell him and then shove his feet. Those things right in your asshole.
You're looking for a Ninja Turtle.
And I'm Leonardo, and he put it fucking roasted you like you were on a spit.
What the fuck?
You're a weirdo.
I asked where Rap was, and he didn't know who Rap was. So I was like, this isn't the real Ninja Turtle. This is at RC Willis. This was a while ago.
Weird. Did they give you a hot dog inside the little fenced in area where you weren't allowed to go outside with the orange Shasta? Calm down, dude. That wasn't real.
Okay.
The ones I saw were real.
So, moral of the story, Jimmy got high and got lost in an RC Willie.
And butt raped.
By a guy named Sebastian. The Lost Turtle.
This is a Sunny in Philadelphia episode, man.
Yeah.
I saw them in RC Willie. Were they on TV?
What? I don't know.
No, I don't even know.
He was high on shrooms, man. Leave him alone.
RC Willies, and they had the fucking turtles there.
Okay, so
was it better than the Michael Bay costume?
Derailed.
So Peter Parker's returning to Spider-Man after the Superior Spider-Man stuff later this year. I know, shocking.
Well, I mean,
well, and the movie's coming out this summer, so
yeah, they got to get back.
Which we've always said, Marvel's good at, you know, keeping things in line. That
so.
Go ahead.
If you're watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and you're reading...
What's this have to fucking do?
No, this
works.
That
was last week's episode.
No, this works. So
if you're eating Haagen-Dazs.
No,
I'll tie it in.
No, I'm tying it.
Remind them of that new Pop-Tart flavor coming out in 2 months.
Take the Pop-Tarts up into it. It's delicious.
I want to hear what he has to say, everyone.
Yeah. So, at the end of Cataclysm Ultimates, the last issue that came out, I believe, Wednesday, spoiler alert, motherfuckers, Danny Ketch sacrifices himself to stop the swarm. Basically, they're fighting. What's the
I know where you're going, but it's not the same character you're thinking
of. It's not. But what's the floating head's name that he killed? That he plugs into? Like,
oh Jesus!
He runs the floating city. Yeah. Anyway, so that motherfucker's going crazy. They get some kind of controller to take over him, and Danny Ketch steps in. Which I need you guys to explain to me because he keeps talking. Because Danny Ketch, when I looked him up, is like
Vengeance.
He's the Ghost Rider.
Yeah, he's Ghost Rider. But then they talk. But then they talk about Punisher, and he was working with Punisher, I'm assuming. But anyway, steps in. He releases. He gets the virus to release everybody, so all the humans and mutants that have been taken over by Galactus virus are falling from the sky, and they're catching him. But he kills himself, and then a few pages at the end, he's a robot.
Oh, that's Spider-Man right. They introduce Coulson. Right?
They introduce and Coulson is standing there, and he's like, "Hey, you're dead, but good news, your consciousness was in all the nanites, so you're a fucking robot, and we're calling you
Machine Man."
Machine Man.
Gonna say Spider-Man at the credits.
And they're waiting,
Tom.
So I'm just saying that I feel like Marvel's playing that card a lot with the whole Agent Coulson went to Tahiti thing. It's almost like Danny Ketch went to Tahiti, but he didn't. He got his shit fried.
And this has to do with what?
Spider-Man!
they're bringing Spider-Man back. Spider-Man has been in Tahiti for a couple
years. Yeah, and so I feel like in Ultimates, the big thing of the Ultimates is once somebody is dead, they're dead. Well, apparently, as long as they can transfer themselves into a computer system, they're good because Iron Man fucking did it, and Danny Ketch accidentally.
Now, Iron Man saved himself because he put the Infinity Gauntlet together and used it to bring himself back.
Basically. Right, but you get what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
they have their loopholes.
They have their loopholes.
Well,
so
Beast died and came back. Like, so the first couple of years, he didn't actually die. They kept him in like some bunker or some stupid shit.
So that's all I'm saying is I feel like they're kind of
Well, but that's the thing is like everything I keep hearing about the Ultimate Universe, like No, it's fucking different. When people die, they're dead.
I would not say 90...
except for this person and this person and this person and this person.
I would say 90% of the characters that have died have stayed dead.
So
Wolverine, the guy that they would bring back, is still dead. Spider-Man is still dead.
But my theory, I guess, is they're
I agree. It's not 100%.
Do you think they'll just pull old man Peter Parker out of the other universe from Spider-Man and have him be the new Peter Parker?
In what? In Ultimates?
No,
that's not what we're talking about.
We're talking about the 616
Peter Parker's coming back.
It's superior, so they couldn't use the Ultimates thing.
Yeah, you're not even talking about the same fucking thing, Tom.
God damn it, Tom!
16
minutes!
So the people that know what we're talking about...
So, in the 616 universe, yes, Peter Parker's back.
How did he come back?
Well, they haven't said yet.
He hasn't come back yet,
his spirit is back.
Well,
they never really got rid of him. He
in the
was
latest
hiding.
Issue,
so Jedi Peter's back.
And I can't remember what in this last. Oh, he helps him pull him out of Venom or something because he's superior Venom, which was pretty sweet.
Yeah, the Venom stuff was pretty cool.
It has been good still, but I don't know. They'll do something shitty and bring back.
So since Tom kind of already covered Ultimate Marvel.
Well, actually, no.
We didn't.
I know.
I didn't.
I just want to touch on that the. The Ultimate Universe will still be around, but the current iteration of Ultimate Comics is done. And so it's just like they did before with the Ultimatum. It was Ultimate Spider-Man, then after that it was Ultimate Comics Spider-Man. They're doing a similar thing now where it's like Ultimate
It's going to be
Marvel
Ultimate
Man's.
Marvel now.
Really?
Yeah. Spider-Man. So it's still the same Ultimate Universe, but they haven't said who's sticking around. There's pictures of Miles... and Cloak and Dagger, who I really like.
I think, is that her name? Bombshell?
Bomb Girl.
Bombshell.
Yeah.
Bombshell. Yeah.
I think that's what Ultimate Spider-Man's going to be, is that team.
Which I
was
like
pretty
a lot.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, but they're also
and then they're doing
the
Fantastic Four.
Yeah, there's...
Ultimate
Fantastic.
Well, no.
It's called Fantastic.
No. It's not. It's the Future Foundation. Iron Man and Sue Storm and... Oh, I can't remember the other ones.
But
it's not the same FF
is
people.
Ben,
it's just
is
the
Ben
future.
Going to be in it?
I don't know, because I don't know if he makes it through.
I'm kind of curious if
Iron Man was definitely running it.
Who's going to be in it? Sorry?
I'm wondering if he and Reed will survive the cataclysm.
I think Reed Richards is going to die.
I think so, because he's finally turning his bonus head out of his ass.
Yep. Maybe. I could see him still being the villain. Like at the last minute doing something to fuck it up.
Kind of cool. I like him as a villain.
He's a very interesting villain.
So do you think they're going to run two separate runs then? Because we had that new Ultimates cover we posted that has Bombshell, Cloak and Dagger, Miles Morales.
That's just going to be the new Ultimate Marvel Now Spider-Man.
Oh, is that what that is? I thought that was actually a new Ultimates run.
No, I think that's still the Spider-Man. That's still going
to
be the
Ultimate
Spider-Man.
So they just wanted to...
I honestly don't know.
I have a question.
It's just some bullshit. They can start Marvel, at one again, and then everybody comes and buys them.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. So it's another reboot of the reboot of the reboot?
Oh, yeah.
And then when it comes to issue 140, Bendis has already said they're going to do something special for it. So probably at that point, they'll go back to the original numbering. So
and they'll bring Peter Parker back somehow.
They have a teaser image that shows Miles Morales and his family, and then Peter Parker and his family. Huh. So
Spider-Man 2?
Who knows? The stuff with Miles Morales has been really good. He showed up on his dad's doorstep.
Right.
And all hell's breaking loose. Galactus is eating everything. And he says, Dad, or he's like, we got to go, sir. We got to get you out of here. And his dad's like, fuck off. So he takes his mask off. And if you recall, his dad hates mutants and hates superpowered people. And when he sees Miles as Spider-Man, he's like, just get the fuck out of here. I don't want anything to do with you. Just go.
Well, even in a couple issues before, there's one where they're like on the bridge or something. Yeah, and he's like, I swear
if I found out you were a mutant, I don't know.
I'd love you, son, but whatever. Right. Yeah.
And I think the thing he tells Miles is, like, you killed your mother. Or you killed your uncle. Yeah. You killed your uncle and you killed your mother.
Killed your mother, yeah.
You need to get out of here. And so Miles leaves to go save some people. And his dad sees him saving a couple people, starts to cry, and he's gone now. When Miles comes back to get him out of there before Galactus finishes off New York. And then Miles is the one that they send through Miles and Reed Richards are who they send through the universe portal to go to the 616 universe to find Reed Richards there and be like, what's Galactus and how the fuck do we destroy him? We know he came from here. And so that's where it's at right now.
Interesting.
It's been really good.
That was pretty cool.
So let's jump into some collectibles headlines. Hot Toys Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, I want to talk about that guy. How about I burn through these other things, since we'll probably end up talking about that for a minute.
Okay, cool.
So some things to announce. Jeffrey Brown, who's a favorite of the site. If you go to the About page, he drew our robot for us.
Oh, those statues.
He's doing, it's based off of the Darth Vader and Daughter, Darth Vader and Son books. And it comes with the book, but it's a maquette statue by Gentle Giant. There's the one with Luke and Darth Vader, and he's given Darth Vader a tie, and it's got like a present open. And then the daughter one has Leia that's cut hearts out of Darth Vader's cape, and they're on the ground. Pretty excited for those. The pizza guy's here.
Pizza's here.
Pizza.
Here, Jimmy.
Give him some money.
Work that out.
He might need your credit card.
Just sign Tom's name.
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty excited for those. I don't know if you guys saw those.
I saw them. They're pretty cool.
Well. And pizza break.
Pizza break. Feed me, birdie.
Sorry. So I don't know if you guys saw those. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I saw it. It looked pretty cool.
I'm pretty excited.
I love the Gentle Giant Star Wars stuff. Awesome. They're always pretty good.
Yeah, and to see Jeffrey Brown getting a statue is really neat for me because I've been a fan of him for years.
Well, he's a local guy, right?
No.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Who am I thinking of? I'm thinking of someone else then. Sorry. I know you've got connections with him, though, so...
Yeah, I've talked with him some. I think he's in Chicago. Jimmy, you don't fucking eat a piece of that. let's see. We'll skip over a couple of these things here. The Sideshow Darth Vader I haven't actually received yet, so I'll wait. We can talk about that when I actually get it. The 3A. So 3A is... it's a toy company. They make toys based off of Ashley Wood's art. I talked to you a little bit about this, Kylie.
Yeah, and you showed me some pictures. They look pretty awesome.
Yeah, Ashley Wood does zombies versus robots, and there's usually naked girls.
He's got a lot of art books out.
Yeah, so this is one of the things that JJ, who we've had on the podcast, first he talked me into Hot Toys, and then this is the new thing he's kind of talked me into. But the reason it's exciting... 3A, their stuff usually sells out within a couple hours. It gets popped up, sells out, and sometimes they'll do lightning deals that sell out within minutes. So if you join their membership, you pay, it's $200, you get a toy, which is the price they pay for the toy. So you're essentially paying for a toy that's exclusive, and then a bunch of other shit that goes with it. JJ talked me into it. I don't know what else to say.
Enough said.
I have no will.
Yeah. Well, he told me that the t-shirts, he resold one of his t-shirts for $150.
Jesus.
So I'm thinking, fuck, if I can sell my t-shirts and pay for this. The reason that
is he famous?
No, he didn't wear it. The reason there's a big benefit is if you are a member, you get a 24-hour window on any toy. You don't have to be a part of the crazy assholes rushing. And this year is the first year they're going to do Marvel toys. And they look fucking awesome. I'm going to try to pull one up here soon. It's hard since this is my thing. But I have a feeling they're going to end up being worth quite a bit of cash. So that's... I joined that this...
I can't wait to get...
How much was it to join the... The club.
It was $200, and it comes with a figure that would normally cost $200, but you only get it if you become a member. Priceless. Ask me a question.
So I was just gonna say, while you're pulling it up, you also want to talk about the shitty proton gun.
Yeah. So this is
shitty.
I wish you could film that.
You can flip through those pictures, but that's the prototype for the 3A Iron Man, and that's not painted. It'll be painted with lights and all beat up and everything. Their figures are really cool.
Yeah, they definitely look cool.
So I'm hoping that's part of why I got the membership, is so I can get a couple Marvel figures. Let's see. Maddie Collector put out the Proton Gun. And it's not too bad. I bought one for myself, and then Al that runs the comic shop, he doesn't use the internet. So that's the only way to buy some of these toys.
He checks his email.
Yeah, so I'll offer to pick up one for him when I get one. So I bought him a Proton Gun and me one. For me, it's tough since I've built one. There's not many advantages to the toy. Like, mine makes the same lights and sounds. It's in better shape.
Did you just go when you turn it on?
Mine doesn't extend. I didn't actually build that in because I thought it was kind of cheesy. But the toy doesn't do anything that I can't do with my prop. Whereas with the ghost trap, that does a lot of cool shit that I couldn't do with my prop.
Right.
So it didn't have those advantages. I don't know. I've been kind of disappointed. It's kind of buggy. You have to turn the switches on in a certain order, and if you don't, it doesn't work, but then it seems like it fucks up the electronic loop to where you have to do a few things to reset it or even take the batteries out. It's kind of glitchy.
Wow, okay.
So the proton gun you're talking about, this is just the gun that's hooked to the proton pack, and it doesn't come with the pack.
No, because for just logistical purposes, but then for price. So right. They could build the gun, and all of their props have been about $100 to $150.
Right, and they can still price it.
And at this point, they haven't done the backpack, but they built the gun in a fashion to where it's got the hook on it, and it's got a port for the cable, so that if they build the pack later, you could use this with that. And that's what the PKE meter interacts with the Ecto goggles that I didn't get. But so they kind of plan ahead with some of this shit. Ecto goggles. Yeah, right. You were sitting here the whole time thinking of that. So the one thing that we couldn't get quite to work right that they did is if you have two proton guns, which never happens.
This was hilarious. I wish I would have recorded it.
You should have.
So great.
you can cross the streams. So if you turn on one and then the other one turns on one, the lights are supposed to change and it's supposed to rumble faster. And to be honest, I was kind of already done with this. Like, I was somewhat disappointed I bought it, and I just, like, whatever. I'll take it to Al, and I'm curious to see how this works. So we take it, and Al was so fucking excited. And he was like, oh, cross the streams. And then his started doing it, and he was like posing and making movie quotes, and he was so fucking happy. And then he was like, wait, yours isn't doing it. I'm like, I don't fucking care.
He's like, we got to have yours do it too.
He's like, you take this. Al, this is probably the only time two of these will be in the same room.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me. But I want your perspective on that whole situation.
Oh, I thought it was like two kids in a toy store. It was fucking hilarious.
And one that was really, like, really disappointed.
Okay, let's cross the streams.
Yeah, and he's not a small man.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like he's fat. He's just a big guy. Yeah. And then you've got me. And so I held this tiny little gun in his hand. Cross the streams. Make them hard. Quoting the movie.
Oh, shit.
All right. So Amazing Spider-Man.
All right. I'm going to grab this.
Should I, like, sing some theme music or something?
Hot toy? So this is a hot toy.
Oh, I get to touch it.
And I was afraid to bring this here. And I was afraid to sit next to Ben.
Rightfully so.
But I thought, what the hell. So this one was released earlier this year. It was $220.
That's fine. I don't give a fuck. I didn't pay. Let me slap it!
Do you say that a lot?
Oh, that looks a lot better than
what's that last plastic one head face?
Right. So right away, I'm just going to plow through this.
Yeah.
That's what she said. So the fabric on this is a lot better than the Sam Raimi version.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a spandex.
That's a lot better than the last one.
And I don't feel as weird trying to pose him and worrying about him ripping. I'll even hand it around. It's a big step for me.
I'll just do dirty things with him. I'll just hand him over.
So he's awesome. Don't move his arms up. Sorry. No. You are doing it wrong. But you don't move him up this way because it'll tear down here.
Oh, my God. Oh, how much did you pay for it? It tears?
It won't tear if you don't fucking do that. So
don't move his arm like it should normally move.
No, I didn't mean to.
Fucking toys.
That's the only thing it says.
There goes
like,
the rotator cuff.
Don't do that.
Making the major leagues with that arm.
Anyhow.
We'll just give this to Ben so he'll know when it comes to him.
No, Ben.
There's actually a fucking picture that says, do not move his arm in a normal fucking fashion.
It comes with extra hands, comes with some webs. It comes with Andrew Garfield sculpt head you can swap it out for.
Oh, he's dreamy.
Which is dreamy.
You can also only move his arm within 80 degrees. It says within 80 degrees, so you need a protractor to figure out how to play with this fucking thing.
So, it's pretty rad. I wish they... So, Sideshow just put out some new stands for these 1/6 scale figures that I kind of wish came with this, but it's a heavier base. And then it's a long like snake pole and then a clamp that grabs the figure around the arm so then you can do poses in the air. I kind of wish this figure had...
Are you missing a hand?
No, that's the one that's in his hand. Or it fell down here, but... Yeah.
Did you have to pay extra for the multiple hand positions?
Oh, okay. See, because it didn't fit.
Wow.
Shut the fuck up, Ben. These are the webs. So you can be shooting webs, but I'm afraid to break them, so I didn't pull them out. I don't want to pose it.
Let me see the webs.
Sorry, I'll be quiet for the rest of this. So
the little metal piece there actually clicks into the... There's a joint between the wrist or the hand and the...
Yeah.
Like the arm. Huh. So the sculpt on this is pretty amazing. I'm more than satisfied with this one. I liked it a lot. I'm probably going to order one of those stands just so I can do a Spider-Man-esque pose. I found that with most of these guys, I end up posing them just standing there.
Would you say it's amazing Spider-Man?
I might say it's spectacular.
Ooh. Would you say it's superior?
No.
Oh, okay.
Fuck that shit. Part of the reason this one is as exciting as it is for me is that I like the costume for Amazing Spider-Man 2 a lot more, and they have the license for that.
Nice.
Yeah, the details on it are great. It's got the shoes with like the sneakers, the lens on his face. It's got the web shooters. I don't know. I like it a lot. And now you guys, you tell me what you think, I guess, at this point. While I watch Ben hold
I think
it.
It's I think it looks way better.
I don't want to break it.
It looks way better expensive. than the Raimi Spider-Man figure that you have.
You can see like his chin is it's got a little bit of the issue, but it's still more pronounced than Raimi.
Nose too. I also like that.
Yeah, the nose. I don't know. Everything about this one I like a lot more. Hey, thanks, Ben.
You're welcome.
Thanks for not breaking it.
He didn't even break it.
I touched the fabric and I was like, oh, that's cool.
So I want to make
$200. I'm good.
You can buy dummy bodies that like small, medium, average for like $30. And there's a guy that's made the clothes for Peter Parker that you can buy. So I kind of want to buy one of those and for like $70 with all the different stuff, I could have a Peter Parker and a Spider-Man.
That'd be cool.
No, comes with the awesome. Nike Dunks.
That's crazy.
Jimmy's all about those.
Jimmy helped me find some Nike Dunks at one point. So, I don't know. I like it a lot.
That's
one of the three expensive things I'll probably buy this year.
Nice. All right. Very cool, man. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Ben's latest addiction, HeroClix.
Heroin.
Yeah. So stick around. That's we'll be right back.
I'm Nick.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Patrick.
Are you tired of wasting your time on the internet looking for a podcast that covers all the topics you really care about? Topics like
fingering your girlfriend in her butthole,
getting in a fistfight with Ja Rule,
having your roommate set your chest hair on fire,
catching your stepdad bang your mom out real hard,
what it's like to live with a ghost penis.
Why not even John Lithgow can stop Hollow Man from punch dancing on top of a car?
Then stop looking and start listening to Laserbrain.
So go to www.laserbraincast.podbean.com.
Laserbrain, now a member of the Big Shiny Robot family.
www.bigshinyrobot.com.
Welcome back to this week's Big Shiny Podcast, where we're talking about comics and collectibles. And for the second half of this week's episode, we have invited Ben on to talk about his new obsession, which is HeroClix. Ben.
Yep. What do you want me to say stuff Woody. Now?
Yeah, ask some leading questions.
I know. I'll just
this guy can't.
No, I'm just fucking with
I can help.
So I want to. So before we get into like the figures and which ones are awesome and which ones are kind of dog shit, give me the crash course.
Can we tell you how we got started? In-
yeah,
I think well, that's a good
okay. Okay. Start. Okay. Yeah, so start there. Start there, and then I want a crash course on exactly how you play HeroClix because I've always been curious. So I'm actually. I think it's cool about, you guys are playing it.
I'll talk about the text message conversation. Yeah, that's after they decide.
Yeah. So at Christmas time, I found a game at Target, and it was called Axis of Villains, and it's at,
I heard about this
at Target, a Target exclusive. Target just dropping some bombs here. If you want to help out.
Not bragging.
But I go there.
So it's a game. It's up to four Jim, players. Includes dice, and you fucking are either Green Lantern, Flash, Superman, or Batman. You all work together, and each one of them has six villains from their comics. And so we started playing that. We couldn't beat it. We played it for like 4 hours. I'm pretty sure our wives
had to go home and throw up, and then come back and try to play with you.
Yeah. Our wives didn't understand teamwork of the Justice League, so it was really frustrating.
Don't understand the Justice League.
Yeah, because me and Jimmy had it down, but they couldn't work together. You know, you go out in two-man teams, but
also there's just the hurdle of playing any game with Shanna.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's just Shanna. There's Jimmy too. He's pretty rough.
My Flash was godlike here.
That's true. My Green Lantern was solid. How did they have Batman and Superman and not be able to help us was beyond me. But anyways, after that day, I was like, oh, you know what? HeroClix always sounded like a good idea. And I was like, it's kind of fucking nerdy.
Yeah.
And so the next,
really fucking nerdy.
Yeah. So the next day I got online and I was like, oh, there's a lot of fucking shit, man. Like, there is a lot of cool shit. Like, any comic book character you can think of, like, you got...
Ancillary.
Give me one, Lucas. Nope, probably don't have it.
Still Carnage, Doc Ock.
Doc Ock is on there. I don't know what Carnage means.
The red Venom version.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no. Do they have him? I haven't seen him.
There's a bunch of Carnage.
There's
like Toxin. You can get Toxin.
I love that whole bit. Tell me any character.
Yeah, that's what I said. Nope, don't have him.
I've never heard of those.
Don't have him.
Three of Hearts.
Well,
you're a fucking idiot.
Some of the odd characters are like, we shouldn't go on odd characters yet, I guess.
Hold on. I've got one for you. Do they have the Royal Flesh Gang? Oh!
I'm trying to think if I haven't seen him yet. I haven't
Jimmy,
seen
Google
yet.
That shit.
All right.
Oh, I love
no, that. Now.
So me and Jimmy started going around to some of the magic nerd stores.
Yeah.
Game stores.
Hobby
game stores.
Tabletop games.
It's like, yeah. They're magic?
And we went to like... we ran out to Epic Games. Not really a good selection. We were over at the Game Den. And that's where I got my first set, which was...
I've never been there. Are they any... Like, I drive by there... Yeah, I know. I've been to the Gay Den,
which
not as good as advertised.
Which one?
But
Game
the one,
Den.
Yeah, the one on just off 47th and like what 27th, right? In that little
by the Reams.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Game Den.
I've never been in there. Yeah.
Depends on what you're looking for. They were all right. Their customer service was a little subpar, I would believe. Yeah. Along with the
isn't that kind of expected?
Have you seen their sign
though?
No, their sign?
Their sign, you know, that big white sign that says Game Den, just black letters, like...
Oh, yeah, no, we went into the store, inside.
So, I'm just saying, like, when
And they were having a magic tournament. It was a magic tournament, there was a bunch of cards.
How did it smell in there?
Like feces, urine, like, sweat, and fear.
Oh, like my basement urine.
Was that when you got out of the car? Yeah, or Jimmy?
So when a 6'5" guy and a tiny Mexican guy come in and we don't say any words... You know they're fucking freaked out.
There's probably because, 300 people, right? Would you say?
Oh, it was there was at least 100, over 100 maybe.
It was crazy.
It seemed like 300 because of the fear we had, but we were able to hide.
There was tons of fucking kids.
So we go in there, and I'm looking at a Batman set and a Hulk set, and I can't figure out what one I want. I'm still trying to figure out the game. And so we put the Hulk back down, and this guy comes... And I mean, a little I don't know.
Almost got popped in his fucking mouth.
Yeah, a little fat kid with glasses. No offense to the kid if he listens, but he looks. We put the Hulk one back, and he goes, "Oh, the Hulk. You gonna buy that? I don't think that's a good idea." And then looks at me and Jimmy. I look at Jimmy. I go, "Don't say anything, dude. Just let it go." And the guy turns around and walks away. Just so you know, it was 15 minutes into the Magic tournament, and this fucker was already running around with his backpack on.
Yeah, he lost.
And he was out. He was telling me how to run my hero clicks. Yeah, dude, bullshit.
I like that you guys walked in and just started fucking shit up.
So we were there and
they just like game land high fived.
I knew what they did. I knew when Jimmy bought his house and told me where he lived. This is gonna be fucking trouble.
So we're sitting there and we want to look at some of the stuff. It's behind the counter. We can't touch it. So this guy walks over and asks us, "Hey, is there anything I can help you with?" And I look at him and I go, "Yeah, can you tell me how much that Batman and the Incredible Hulk set is?" He goes, "Hold on a second. I don't work here. I don't work here. Let me go get somebody that works here." Jesus. I'm like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "I'm going to work here one day because you can do whatever you want." So we got a 5-man fast pack set. It comes with some maps.
5-man fast pack set?
Yeah, they're called
Tom
Task Forces.
Tom told me about one of those, but it was a different thing.
So it's a Fast Force set. Sorry. You get a set of dice. You get two maps or a map, depending on what year it was made. You get 5 to 6 hero clicks. You get the cards that come with it to tell you what their attributes are. But as for how the game works, that was a whole fucking can of worms.
So how much was the, like, a starter? If I went out tomorrow to play with you assholes.
$25
would be the max you would look at. But
and how many figures do you get for that?
Anywhere between 5 to 7, I think. Wasn't value. What was the Fantastic Four set? No, it's way.
I have
it was,
we have a Thor set at the store.
Do you?
Does that come with, like, the instructions and everything?
If it's a Fast Four set, there should be a map. Two maps, like a double-sided map, the dice, and these the character cards like these, and the fucking attributes that tell you what the colors coordinate with. It gives you everything you would need. If one person in your group buys the Fast Force set with or a starter pack, the next person only needs to buy, you know, they can buy the foil gravity feeds of all the stuff. Jimmy was buying all the Iron Maiden stuff. Yeah.
So you don't have to. So if I'm only ever going to play with you guys,
right,
and you have the setup, I just need to get some figures.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Or you could use his too.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Enough point value and to have everyone play, actually.
And that's just where it's at now. Like, I've bought enough. And this is probably, I don't know, at most $40 worth of shit.
Really?
I've played, I don't know, couple different weeks.
Let me see your box.
Like a couple.
Just give me the whole box.
Don't break anything.
Shut the fuck up.
That's right before he breaks stuff, what he says.
Yeah. My buddy,
flashbacks.
My buddy RJ plays with us, and he bought a Lord of the Rings one, and it was an epic set, and that came with 6 maps, and that one was only $25. 6 maps, 2 dice, 6 characters. I mean, it's ridiculous. And all that's the characters, cool. Like, there's just so much shit cool you can do. So many different character lines.
Well, the Spider-Man that you have here is a very unique costume. I think it's only in probably 2 issues. It's more recent. It's probably why they did one of them, but it's cool they had this. You've got the Scarlet Spider.
Yeah, and they even have older Spider-Man. So they have a Sinister Six Spider-Man set, and that's I can't say for sure how many characters it is, but most of them are over 30 characters each. So getting like a like what Jimmy has here, it's called a booster pack. It's got 5 characters in it.
So that's Spider-Man themed for that whole
it's
pack?
It's Spider-Man themed, yeah. So it'll be like,
oh, sweet. You could I'll see what's in that thing.
You could get the Legion of Monsters, which is Dracula. I have Manfibian. That's
do you not
mummy.
Know what's in the box?
You don't know
what's in the box.
Wait, so are they Spider-Man or is that...
Okay, so you've got Darkseid, and that is one of the first sets. So if you look at the way you click it, you have to click from underneath. So Darkseid actually comes off that. I'm not really sure how it works, but Darkseid will come off that base. If you look at for the Wonder Woman from that set, I got those on Amazon, and they're no, not that one. It's the older one, dude. It's like Wonder Woman in her original set. Or yeah, just
gently,
pull it out.
Gently.
If you break it, that's fine. She sucks. So you can find them on Amazon for anywhere from like $8 to $20, depending on what the set is.
For one, oh, for a set.
No, for
okay.
a set. But
you can find them like for like 15, 30 cents,
right.
like somewhere in that.
The older
she in my face.
The Street Fighter ones on eBay, for the record, are like 12 to 13 a piece.
It depends. Wow. It depends on the age. It depends on how much you can, like, how many are still out there. Mm. Yeah, that those ones are harder to get. Those ones were part of the DC Icon, and it like the older ones just suck. They're hard to like click. They were first made by Topps. WizKids made them. Topps bought them out.
The
baseball card company.
Oh, okay.
And then
I didn't think they'd still be around.
Right. Well, and then Topps went bankrupt and started selling off their licensing rights. And some like independent people tried to buy it. It didn't work. And NECA bought them. NECA.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Is that who has them now?
That's who owns them now.
Yeah. NECA's the shit.
All they got was the licensing
for
rights.
Everything.
Right.
Video games.
Well, yeah, NECA's the shit. They do Ninja Turtles. They do fucking Ghostbusters. Yeah. They got everything.
They got Topps' licensing rights for games.
Did the character sculpts and designs improve vastly?
The clicks
just
yeah. Work. So it starts off with the click is like underneath. You have to like hold the base of the character, like the actual character. Jesus Christ!
Tyson. It's fine. I'm not gonna fucking break.
All right, dude.
Jesus H. Christ.
How's your fucking one mummy from the?
I actually opened a figure up out of the package, and I will open a package live for you guys. And I broke his arm as soon as I opened it up, and the cards were all bent to shit because I got it from a gravity feed, which is basically just a random box, and they come individually packed.
Sits on your counter.
The fuck is this?
So the card's all bent.
Oh, that's one of the rings.
That's his cock ring.
No, that's one of the rings.
Okay, all right, so...
Do you wear these while you play?
We need to take this a step back.
That's separate to this game, isn't
it? So we got the story of how you got into it.
I don't know if I can play this now.
All right, we got the story of how you got into it. Now I want the crash course on how to play. Explain it to me. As someone that has only ever seen the figures at the store...
Okay, so what I did was I read through the direction book, which is a 28-page booklet, by the way. I mean, Dungeons & Dragons,
it took him a while.
Like this. Yeah, no, it took me a good week to read. Like, I'd read it, and then I'd have to...
Use this as a reference. You can explain
where it comes from. Help me out.
The clicks, you can even...
Yeah. So there's direction book. It's 28 pages, man, and it's fucking tiny writing. It's hard to understand. So what I had to do was I had to go on to YouTube, look at it, and a guy called Glass Cabinet, they're collectibles. He plays them and shows you like what each attribute means and stuff. So basically, you start off with a certain amount of energy on your click. You get a card that corresponds with the colors on the character.
On the dial.
You move. It's you versus one other guy. You move them on the board corresponding to how far they can move with their dial, and then once they get close to each other or they are within range, can shoot each other. If you just roll dice, it's Dungeons and Dragons without having to think as much. I mean, seriously, when I started playing, I thought, I don't want to tell anybody because this is fucking terrible. Like, I feel fucking nerdy. No offense to the people
you
who
should,
are willing
you should
to
feel pretty
no,
nerdy.
Yeah, no, and I do.
The fact that you got on YouTube, you liked this enough that you wanted to do it, and you got on YouTube to see how this shit
works. Well, if I was going to spend money on it, I wanted to fucking be like, all right, dude, let's start figuring it out. And I started to figure it out, and it's fun. It's fun to play with people who are like the same as me. Like, I don't think I could play with somebody that was like an expert at it and was like, oh, no, you're doing this wrong. No, you don't do this. You don't do that. I like to get drunk and fucking play with. Not only are they action figures, but they're collectibles, and it's a game. So
it basically took our fun night of getting drunk on Christmas and playing for 4 hours to figure out a game, but doing that, and now we have something more to show for it. We have collectibles. We can pick our favorite heroes and battle them against each other. Kind of like, you know, if you were a kid and you're like, I'm Wolverine and you're Nightcrawler, let's fucking fight.
It does at any point in time be like, oh, I think this Spider-Man's better than this Spider-Man. And if you have them, you can be like, let's battle it out.
So, how does the clicking work? I mean, is there a certain space you start on?
Yeah, you start at the green line.
The green line.
Just click it around, dude. See, like right here.
It'll be the green line if you're reading like left to right.
Oh, okay.
And then, so there is a movement tile, which is the top part of it. And then the second part is the fist, which is the attack. The bottom part is the shield, which is your defense. And the right is your boom pow, which is your which is your damage. And so when you hit the guy, if you don't have anything special, see, this one's 3. So when you hit and are successful, they take 3 hits of damage. So it's 1, 2, 3. But then every time it's happening, the attributes are changing. So the attributes are changing in the other things.
And which way do you click? Would I go counterclockwise or clockwise?
Clockwise.
This one doesn't want to click over. I don't want to break it.
No, please don't.
I don't get too deep into it either for those that are listening. Like, trying to explain it and they can't
see. Yeah, it's hard.
It looks like fun.
Dude, it's a fucking blast. Like,
I just got on Amazon. Looks like for $10 I could get enough. 3 or 4 figures and come over and give it a swing.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's fun to start with people you don't know or like don't know it either. So you can like I talked to RJ and I'm like, this is what it says. Do you think it's this or this? Do you think you could do it with this or that? And if he's like, yeah, I'm like, okay, well, that's the new rule then. We're never going to play in a tournament. We're never going to fucking do this or do that. Though there is a new, like I said, a War of Lights is coming out. Which is starts in June. It's a 6-month tournament, and it's
holy shit.
You can buy in at your local place. You know, like the Game Den will probably do it. Haster's gonna do it. Haster's been the best that we've seen. They have the best selection. You can touch it all because they have it out. Most people are like, they're afraid they're gonna steal it. It's like, dude, I'm not gonna put these in my pocket, but some people might. But Haster has the best selection at this point in time that we've seen. So War of Lights is going to be a 6-month thing. Every month you buy in, and I don't know if it's $5 or $10 to get in, but they also are going to have a 5-pack booster set of Green Lantern stuff. Or it's the War of Lights, so it's all the lights in the spectrum. There's going to be over 90 characters. But you can only get these booster packs if you're in the tournament.
So you're going to join the tournament?
No, not exactly.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to keep going to places and be like, hey, I don't want to be in the tournament. I just want the 5-pack booster packs. Like, I want to see them. Like, there's over 90 characters. Like, I would love to have them. Like, I don't even know if I'll ever play with them. I'll play with them. It's like my records, dude. Yeah. They're collectibles to some people.
Well, and you're a big lantern guy.
Yeah.
Like
dude,
there's an incentive for you.
There's a Days of Future Past coming out.
Days of Future Past is coming out.
Like, they're really up to date.
It's kind of like mini-mates almost.
Yeah, but they just go like overboard. Like, they put people in there that you'd never expect to have.
Yeah, I have the Freak from Iron Man. I don't know who the Freak is, but when you look at
Cyber from Wolverine.
Yeah, when you look at the cards, it tells you where they've come from. Mm. But the Freak used to be, the original Freak was Tony Stark's chauffeur. So they have an alternate ego for him. You can have the Freak, and then when it clicks down far enough, if you have Tony Stark's chauffeur, I don't know what his real name was, you can put him on the board for where the Freak was, and his attributes all change. But it's like an alternate ego guy. Like, it's weird. I mean, they are really in depth with some of their shit.
So explain the fucking ring.
Okay, so that ring goes to a super booster pack. When you get a super, if you buy a brick, you get one big square.
So a brick
square.
Would be?
If it's got a super pack, usually it's 8 of the booster packs, which is 5.
And 40 then, figures then?
What's up?
40 figures.
So 40 figures. And then one, like a team base it is. Iron Man comes with all of... Is it
so? A team base would be like a vehicle,
a vehicle, or Alpha Flight has the base.
Correct.
The Justice, not Justice League, but Team Titans have their own
ships.
It's getting quite complicated now.
But
so where's the ring?
Is that Mandarin?
Do
Mandarin?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think Mandarin had all the rings and it goes into this.
I think it's probably been on
this ring machine thing. But Jimmy actually has a 5-pack, and so buying these things is kind of like back in the day. I don't know if you guys ever did it, but buying baseball cards or X-Men
blind
cards.
Blind box.
Right, and you would rip them open, and you'd be like, "Fuck it!" You'd barely get out of the store, and you'd start ripping these open. That's the same way I am with these, because I want to see, like, you know, there's like a Frank Castle.
Yep.
So I think Jimmy needs to tear into that thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
He's going to open up a fresh. So is this a 5-pack?
Yeah, this is
Spider-Man 5-pack.
We had one at the store a while back. It was the Annie monitor, big, huge.
Okay, yeah. Pack. So those are super dudes. Like, they have their own rules, and they usually take up like fucking half the board. And there's special rules for them. There's been like the Spectre. There's been the Anti-Monitor.
Sentinel. So they have Galactus.
There's been Galactus.
Oh, really?
You got Dracula.
So pass that shit around. Let's see what you got.
I got Vampire.
The Rhino one's sweet.
So, I can describe what I got.
Oh, you got Zombie, dude. All right. So, everything comes with, like... So, you buy these. You can buy the Gravity Feed, but there's usually only about 10 characters different in all of them. But these packs, these booster packs with the 5-men... If people haven't fucked around with them, there is a chase figure, one in like 16 packs or one in 30 packs, comes with like a super exclusive one. There's one that's Iron Man locked, or not Iron Man, Captain America locked in the ice pack.
Nice.
And it's Iron Man, or it's, I'm sorry, Captain America, and he's locked in his ice casket, and like after he's been hit a couple times, all of a sudden you open the ice.
Oh, the ice comes apart?
Yeah, and he comes up with some new stuff.
The Iron Man figure. There's an Iron Man figure from Fear Itself where he's coming out of the lava.
Oh, yeah. I call him Molten Iron Man, but that's not what it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Iron Man's coming out of the fucking, like, iron, the molten.
It's really, like, they take comic book stories and they take why those characters were cool and they apply that to sculpting the figures. Like, they're not just taking, like, one regular Spider-Man where he's doing like classic poses. They're taking like events and fucking panels from the books.
And some of the fucking characters are terrible. Like you can look at some of mine and you're like, these are fucking god awful.
Well, like,
but they really take some
like
good
this
care
pack.
Of some of them.
Aside from like the Rhino character, I'm like, if I opened this up, I would have been disappointed with 4 out of my 5 characters.
It's like Hollywood,
right,
classic Hollywood bad guy.
I like just the classic Hollywood monsters.
Just so you know, I've got a Joker thug here, but that's half the battle. It's like, I was like, you looking at that?
He may have got a Joker thug, but he got Bane with it. And you Bane.
But it sounds like you can buy him individual different places too, like Haster. Right.
Yeah, and I don't like to go online and just buy one. I want to buy like a 5-pack and be like, oh, fuck, this is amazing. So I bought one and I got a bunch of fucking half-handed guys. But the last one I bought... Oh, so I bought the Iron Man one. I didn't get one Iron Man. I didn't get one main character. I got one broad from Alpha Flight, who was pretty cool.
She ended up being good, too.
Yeah, she's solid. Yeah. But then I bought the Spider-Man one the next time, and I actually got 2 Spider-Men.
Oh, nice.
So it's just luck of the draw, but that's part of the fun of it. I'm like, ooh, fuck, I want to see
what it's the same reason why I buy those Kid Robot blind boxes. Like, that's the fun.
It's gambling.
Yep.
What are you doing, Ben?
Is there $8, you said?
Just looking at the numbers and
this booster is
about $8, yeah.
They're $8 for a booster.
Well, it depends on where you're going, the year it was made, how many are still in production.
Because
how much was that booster?
I bought it at Haster for like 11.
Yeah.
Which wasn't bad.
Amazon has it for 10 right now, depending on the store you shop. But
and the thing we've always talked about is getting like a brick of them, which would be, what is that, 10? So 50 characters. If you can get a couple people in on them, it can bring it down. Like, I do it mathematically. I think, okay, if we get 3 of us doing 50, it comes down to, like, $267 per character. So $2.67.
And you have a chance to get people that you wouldn't normally get.
Usually when you get a brick, there's a chase or a super rare.
So did you guys bring your whole collection, or is this just a spattering of what you've got?
No, that's my whole collection, but that's within a month. I started right around Christmas time.
You should do like a draft. You should buy a brick, open them all up,
people
and then
do
a draft.
Actually, like, post it online.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can pick like 1, 2, 3, 4 and pick your characters.
They have, like, Iron Man was put in there 30 times. So-and-so was put in there, or like 15 times, maybe not 30, but like 15, 8,
sell off your doubles.
If you can find the when you're looking it up on like eBay or whatever, I think it's Detroit Iron Man. It's fucking amazing. It's the Iron Man, and he's like all made of car parts, and he's got like Captain America's emblem on the American flag on his chest. There's some fucking really cool stuff. What was that? The Fear Itself thing. He's all purple, or he's all black, but his mouth he's open and it's purple, and he's got all the lines. Like if you look at the Fear Itself guys, they're the fucking best looking ones. Where's your
Fear Itself?
Yeah, like they all have those fucking power lines going through.
Oh yeah,
because they're getting hammers and shit.
Black Widow.
Oh yeah.
But there's a Spider-Man.
Black Widow.
The Spider-Man is fucking baby blue, and he's up like fucking doing his usual bullshit. But he's pretty. It's awesome, dude. Like half the fun is just trying to get the character. You're like, oh fuck. And Hawkeye's cool. I like him. And in that mm-hmm. set,
people that you wouldn't like normally like, I guess, end up being like really really strong sometimes. Depending on obviously like their attributes, or if they get their asses kicked, maybe for like a final stand, they actually have like more power, or they're able to do different things. I don't know. It's actually a really really fun game to play, and for as nerdy or as like, I don't know.
It can be pretty fucking nerdy.
Well, I played that X-Wing tabletop game.
Yeah,
tabletop games can be a lot of fun.
And I was wondering about that, dude. I saw like a bunch of fucking extra pieces and shit. Like you can buy all kinds of ships and shit for that, right?
Yeah, yeah. You start out with you buy that starter kit that has like the X-Wing and two TIE fighters. Yeah.
Just so you know, it's pretty fun. In Idaho when I went there and saw some of these. HeroClix, just so you know, that X-Wing game was right next to it. So we're in the same boat.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw it, and I was like, ooh, I think I want to play that.
It's a lot of fun.
It's pretty fun. Tom and I went and talked with the Dungeon Crawler guys, another local podcast, and they got us into that. It's pretty fun. We could do a game night.
That's the one thing I want to do. I want to go to a live event and just see other people play it to really wrap my head around like HeroClix, because I know there's a bunch of shit I don't catch. With 28 pages of fucking ridiculous rules.
And playing with me.
Yeah, and playing both sides with Jimmy. I'd like to see a live event and just be like, oh, okay, so that's what that means.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. We should do it.
Cool.
But thank you very much for giving me the table.
Oh, I've been curious about the HeroClix for years. No, it's for years. Like I always see them like at Night Flight and stuff. And like the figures are like cool little figures. And I start looking at like the click wheel and shit. I'm like, this shit seems fucking confusing. But now,
what's funny about that? It says it's for ages like what, 12?
Yeah, it's 12. It's 12 or 14 and up, dude. And it's like two that take an hour. It takes us at least an hour and a half to play. Of course, we're half in the bag, and we have to look at the card to remember what the fuck's going on.
Well, see, and so now that you guys have kind of like learned the basics, now I want to go out and get a couple booster packs, figures.
Deadpool, you're gonna love the Deadpool. If you like Deadpool, it's
gonna be like the Deadpool clearly. Family. So, it's gonna have like Cable and the Taskmaster, just like everyone to do with like the new mutants. So from when Wade came onto the scene to what he's doing now and everything in between. So like all these like odd characters and oddball people that show up in the series throughout the whole.
Yeah, there's like some kid and some teddy bear. Like the
is there a Howard the Duck one?
There is a Howard the Duck one.
Fuck yeah.
So
Kylie's in.
So Deadpool, that comes out May of 2014. These are the ones coming out this year. So Marvel, X-Men, Days of Future Past comes out in April. Captain America, The Winter Soldier comes out March of 2014.
Which falls right along with Remender's new series. What?
I was just saying, I don't know if that is just going to be like a movie set or,
Most likely. They've been doing a lot of those
lately. There's a Yu-Gi-Oh! HeroClix series coming out in February.
Pokemon?
There was a Pacific Rim one, they said.
No, Pacific Rim is out.
I saw that. Yeah.
There's also a Superman and the Legion of Superheroes, which comes out in February. That one should be cool. The newest one that everybody's gaga about at these stores is the HeroClix Avengers versus X-Men. And I've been able to see is the Fast Force sets, which are starter packs. But I mean, they have like a fucking kick-ass Namor in one. Who else is in there?
Emma Frost, Cyclops. Everyone from AVX, basically. But I think that's the most popular at the moment because that's
brand new.
Yeah, it's brand new for HeroClix. So Everyone's jumping on that dick right now.
The Fear itself, the Fear itself characters are fucking amazing. They're all
high powered. Fucking just, they will destroy everybody.
And then there's like a campy set, dude. There's the Batman classic TV set, and
it's fucking 60s.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious,
Caesar,
dude.
Cesar Romero.
Yeah, with the Adam West, yeah. Burt Ward. Like it's the actual like sculpting of those old guys. And then I haven't seen any character outside of the foil pack yet, but they have like it, like they're punching and it says pow as well.
That would be like a little plastic thing.
Yeah,
they have a super booster, which is the actual old the Batmobile, the two open top. Yeah. I mean, they have that.
So in a general game, like how many characters does each person have out on the
a point value of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, let me just punch everything down here.
I have a point value. Oh, fuck these fucking little toys.
Yeah, so they come with a point value. Every character has a point value. You set up what point value you want to use, right on the bottom, and then both teams go with that. We try to make it as close as we can because we want to try different characters. We've only done 300 at this point in time. Because after that, it starts to get a little bit.
So is it with each? So they're each assigned a point value. So you can have as many characters out there as you want, as long as that point value doesn't total more than 300.
And the higher the point value, the more powerful the character.
Yes,
most of the time.
So, yeah. So if you're playing a 300-point game and somebody had a 300-point character,
somebody has this power slave Iron Maiden that hasn't been beaten.
That power slave is a little bit tough.
I see the power slave character.
There is strategy involved. If you can figure out your team good enough. There's certain aspects to the cards that are like, assist or help or leadership, and it can all help out in a way. Those characters could only be worth a 25, but if you can keep them alive and keep them within a certain area, they can really fucking benefit your team.
Absolutely.
We haven't figured it out yet, but Commissioner Gordon's pretty good for me. I use him pretty well. There also is a Star Trek set. And it's called Tactics. From what I've read on the internet, you're not allowed to play them, or you're not able to play them with the regular character ones. It's the ships of Star Trek, and it's pretty amazing. Like the RJ has bought a few of them, and they're cool looking. We figured we could bend the rules because we want to fucking play anyway. We goddamn want to because we're adults, and no fucking rules tell us what to do. You know, it's just kind of outlandish that they would be inside of a building and that they would be fighting like Catwoman, but we'd figure out a rule.
Yeah. So it is fun to cross platform your interests.
Yeah, and like I said, if you wanted to play fucking Batman from the 60s campy TV show versus fucking Batman from The Dark Knight Returns,
or like the Green Lanterns versus like the Nova Corps.
Yeah.
Like that, just crazy shit like that.
Yeah, you want to bring just, like, nerd out of all your fucking Halo figures, and I fucking shoved them in my butthole to begin with and crushed them all with my sweet, sweet anus before I crushed them with my Green Lantern corpse. We could do that.
Jesus Christ.
I mean,
no, it sounds pretty awesome. I'm going to have to go and get a booster pack and come over and get drunk and play some Hero Clicks.
It is fun to drink.
All right, well, thank you for coming and sharing your latest obsession.
Now get the fuck out.
You bet. Good night!
So join us next week. We'll be talking video games. And that's it for this week. Jimmy picks up his fucking shit.
I had to put away.
His Iron Maiden character.
Let's go.
Get locked away.
Dumb as shit. All right.
It's not. That's a deity. Not dumb as shit.
It's a character based off of an image from an album.
Yes, it is.
It's not as cool as, like, The Flash or some shit.
Oh, but if you look at their cards, dude, their cards are great. So, Power Slaves, I'm pretty sure all of the powers that they have are song titles. Power Slaves is Sun God, When the Life Giver Dies, I'm a God, Slave to the Power of Death,
Jesus
Marbled
Christ.
In Stone, Dead Eddie, Fear Was Always My Game, and Blood and Red Wine.
Nice. All right, join us next week when we're talking video games. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll catch you later.
Thank you for listening to this month's Big Shiny Podcast. Be sure to check out other podcasts in the Big Shiny Robot Podcast family, including the Big Shiny Girl Cast, Laser Brain, and the Big Movie Mouth Off. And for all you Utah local residents, be sure to check out the Big Shiny Geek Show Pub Quiz every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. at Lucky 13.